You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
What's up, everybody? This is Raised in the Woods with me, Joel Clayfish. Now, hold on. Hold the phone. If you are just joining us for the first time, there's nothing new because it's your first time. If you are a loyal listener, we have got some incredibly exciting news today on this show. This show, with the new year, a fresh start has undergone a name change. Incredible. Yes, if you love Raised in Wisco, if you were part of Raised in Wisco, if you're a fan, if you're a listener, if you're a contributor, if you love our recipes, if you love our folks, this show, Raised in Wisco, has changed its name. And have a brand new co-host along with us we're really excited about. Folks, Raised in Wisco has become such a popular, enjoyable show. Our audience has been growing in the Civic Media family that we have expanded beyond the borders of the great state of Wisconsin into our neighboring states of Minnesota and Michigan. And some folks hear us in Iowa and in Illinois and maybe even Ohio if they get a great signal. Who knows? Maybe if they're bounced off somewhere. And I am very excited about the future of this show. We are now Raised in the Woods because we're going to leave those football rivalries to the football field. And we want everyone under the tent of Raised in the Woods. So we are thrilled to have you along. If you're joining us newly, this show is about everything you can do in the waters, in the woods, in the outdoors of the great Midwest. And we have a very special treat every week, and that is that we have an official award-winning acclaimed chef, Ellie Lawton, who is a part of the show. She's always been a part of Raised in Wisco, and I have an incredibly huge announcement to make. Ellie Lawton, Chef Ellie Lawton, will be taking over the co-hosting duties of this show. So please welcome Chef Ellie Lawton.
Yay.
To Raised in the Woods.
Now I'm going to be more Chef of a treat. Lawton.
Well, it is a food reference, but you're a peach, that's for sure. Chef Lawton, Ellie, welcome to the show. Great
having
you as a host on the show. And of course, if you followed Raised in Wisco, we're now Raised in the Woods, and we have a cooking segment every week. And that's all about taking the great outdoors of the Midwest and putting them on the dinner table for everybody to enjoy. And it's a really fantastic part of the show. Chef Lawton is an award-winning chef who also puts her money where her mouth is and spends a great amount of time in the outdoors of the Midwest. She's hunted Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa,
Ohio, Dakotas, Florida.
Yes, all over the place.
Well-versed.
She all is over. Very well-versed.
Over the pond.
Yeah, over the pond, across the pond.
Have me beat on that one.
Over the
sure.
river and through the woods.
I basically was raised in the woods. So this is very fitting for me.
Are you saying your parents kicked you out of the house a lot?
Well, I was a farm kid, so they were like, okay, come back when it's dark.
Right.
Yeah.
Get your absolutely. Chores done and come back when you hear the dinner bell.
I wouldn't, yes, and I am sure that there are folks out there through your life who have accused you of being raised by wolves. I'm just saying.
Maybe. From time to time, yes.
And, well, welcome as the co-host of Raised
Thanks.
In the Woods. It is fantastic
Pleasure
to have you
to be
along,
here.
And I'm I'm
getting used to my new chair, and I don't know if I love it yet.
Oh, it's a comfy chair, that I promise. And if you want to check us out, you can check us out on all of the social media platforms, Facebook and the Civic Media stations, and actually see us.
Yeah.
See what we look like.
You can check us out.
I'm just going to promise it's not a real high bar, so don't set your expectations.
We're not an evening gown.
What is that old saying? I got a face for radio or something like that.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
I am.
Well, it's great to have you, Chef Lawton, as the co-host of the show now. And
I am a little bit outnumbered, so I just want to put it out there. I'm outnumbered, but I'm going to be able to handle it.
You mean you're talking about the men-to-women ratio, right?
Yeah, yes. I might FaceTime Danielle just to kind of get a little female energy up in here.
A little female energy.
I think I have enough to overpower you guys, though.
Yes. Well, we send a gracious and awesome hello out to former co-host Danielle Fairman.
Yes.
Her job duties as heavy equipment operator. She got a huge promotion, and with
so
those new duties,
you,
was unable to continue co-hosting, but we promise she's going to be a frequent
I've talked to her today a little
show.
Bit. She's ready to come on the show occasionally.
she wants to come back already, she is welcome here anytime. And the voice you're hearing, the mystery man you're hearing, you're going to be hearing more of on Raised in the Woods, Mike Kretschmer, who is an outdoorsman in his own right, started at a young age with the Real Deal Guide Service, was one of the first people who took me on hunting adventures through the years. And we've been friends for nearly a quarter of a century already. Yeah. That's kind of crazy to think about.
And if you're a friend of mine on Snapchat, you get all but food pics. Pretty much everybody's like,
yeah,
looks forward to the food.
Hey, Mike, let's just make sure that if you're a friend of Mike's on Snapchat, that's
it's
all
food.
You're getting from him is food pics.
Oh, that's enough.
I don't have Snapchat, so I don't send it.
Probably good.
I don't have Snapchat either.
Good thing either.
And Noah Morris, who is from Morris Original, he does our in-house producing here at the Fishbowl in the seat of Wisconsin, the heart of the Midwest. And you're probably going to be hearing a little more from him as time goes on, because we figured out he does a pretty good job with the mic around his neck. So
yeah, and he's promised to be my backup. So
he has. Well, there
if there's a war here.
We do get into some spicy subjects sometimes.
There's a new battleground here.
And I think he's pretty, you know, helpful on the technical side of things.
And he makes the lights pretty the way I like it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. He does. And, you know, just before we started the show today, Chef Lawton said there's a new sheriff in town. So I'm a little bit worried.
I changed it. I said there's a new deputy.
Oh, all right. And, of course, you're going to hear the voice. You're going to hear the deep, growly, perfect radio voice of Jacob, our producer, back at the headquarters for Civic Media. But to all of you listening, for the longtime listeners of Raised in Wisco, now Raised in the Woods, and to the brand new listeners, welcome. We love to hear from you. We love your input. Go on Facebook, follow us. Our Facebook, I keep getting new messages from Facebook that is growing. We're going to be revamping that soon with new photographs.
Send us some recipe ideas.
That's what I was going to say. Some events or some, like, if we have to visit something. I've been to Minnesota. I've been to Illinois. I love the UP.
Yes.
But if there's something that's kind of a niche or something that's hush-hush and you want us to check it out, I'm down for road trips all the
time.
Yes, so we're going to be doing some Raised in the Woods road trips. So on our stations, on the Civic Media stations who have us, who host us, a gracious welcome to the new ones of those. But hey, send us something. We might just show up at your studio in your neck of the woods.
Might be your biggest regret.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Well,
I think
Jacob,
we're pretty fun.
Thank you for steering the ship. I think we're pretty fun too. We're steering the ship back at HQ, and we love having you along, and we're excited about the new show, having you a part of it.
Well, anytime, Joel. I'm super excited, and I'm glad that you roped back around to me, because earlier you said Jacob's going to be talking a lot here on the show. Anyway, let's talk about something else. I didn't get to jump in, so I was very disappointed. I'm glad I'm having my moment here on the show. I'm so excited.
Well, we do on the show focus quite a bit on food and culinary, and we had a fantastic
entire Raised in the Woods event the other day, and Jacob made his way all the way from headquarters to have
took a
good
long
old
drive.
Midwest fish fry with us.
Yes, so he did. It was fantastic. Wonderful.
But hey, we got to get to our new, now folks, if you're joining us and you've been a long time listener and fan, we used to call it our weekly Wisco. So now we're going to be calling it our weekly Woods. So is that what we decided?
Our weekly Wild?
Our weekly week, wild.
Our wild of the week.
We're open to suggestions.
Wild of the week.
The wild of the week. There it is. I knew the producer would be able to. So I'm going to start.
Send us some tips on memory, too.
I'm going to start with my wild of the week, and that is the conclusion of the hunting season in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But my weekly wild is that, or my wild of the week is that, while we are concluding hunting seasons in Wisconsin for waterfowl, our neighbors to the south, they hunt waterfowl to the end of January. So I encourage those of you who hunt waterfowl, who love taking it to the table, definitely go hunt Illinois.
Yeah.
The license is very inexpensive, and the birds down there are insane.
You hit it right. It is unbelievable. It's as good as anywhere.
Might be one of our road trips.
It may have to be a road trip this month yet, because I'll tell you what, a lot of those birds are heading south and they stall in a lot of the waterways in Illinois. So that's my wild of the week. What have you got there, Mike?
Have been pounding the ice.
Wow.
Ooh, excellent.
Well,
I'm a little bit jealous.
Over here in southern Wisconsin, you have to be careful still with the weather. It's been up and down. We've had a little bit of rain.
Yeah, we've had some warm days.
You folks in Minnesota got a lot easier than we do with the amount of ice and the big shanties.
Oh,
but
let's settle down. It's a lot colder over there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I've been catching a lot of panfish. I got a recipe maybe we'll do at the end of the show here.
Give us a precursor to it, though.
It's from south of the border.
Oh.
So from Illinois.
Our border?
Not the Illinois border. The real border.
Oh,
the real
gotcha.
Border. You're talking the Mexican border.
The Mexican border.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm excited to hear about that. What's your wild of the week, Jeff Lawton?
Well, I've been doing some winter hiking.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been very nice.
Yeah, we've had some real pleasant weather here in the Midwest, and it's, I'm telling you, the best way to experience the woods and the outdoors is make sure you get in out there in all the climates throughout the season. I absolutely love it. I think that's
wonderful.
That is a fantastic suggestion.
I love it because I know a lot of people that are sick right now. I spend so much time outdoors, the fresh air, the different smells. I think it really helps your immune system too.
Yeah, this time of year, it's so important to get outside.
So many people catch those seasonal bugs right now, and the best way to avoid them is spend time in the fresh air, because even if you do catch those bugs, that fresh air, I'm telling you,
it is
good medicine. That
it's
is a fact.
Also really hard to pick up a cold from the trees. So, I mean,
that's true.
If you spend a lot of time in the woods.
That's true. You can pick up a tick from the trees, but not a cold.
You're less likely to get a cold.
Oh, my gosh. We've got some great things coming up on our very first inaugural edition of Raised in the Woods. We're going to be talking about, 2027 and 2026.
Whoa.
I just jumped the gun here.
We just started 26
has got in store. We're going to talk about what lawmakers are talking about.
Ooh, yeah.
For this next new year, and of course, our ever awesome recipe of the week with Chef Ellie Lawton, now co-host of Raised in the Woods. Please join us. Let us know on Facebook what you'd like to hear and how we're doing, and share it with us. This is Raised in the Woods.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
everybody. This is Raised in the Woods. My name's Joel Clayfish. I'm along with co-host Ellie Lawton and contributor to the show, Mike Kretschmer. We have an unbelievably exciting 2026 shaping up. I'm really excited to say that we have a new name for the show, and that name is Raised in the Woods. If you've come along with us all the way through on Raised in Wisco, well, gol darn it, we're thrilled to still have you along. But if you're new to the show, in the new places that we are expanding, the new markets in Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, we are thrilled to have you. We are so honored to have you that we changed the name of the show.
Yeah, yep. Just for you.
Just for you. We are now Raised in the Woods. I have the honor of floating this boat, hanging on to the dinghy. Speaking of that, our new co-host, Chef Ellie Lawton, is along.
Oh, that was cute.
You know, I don't know about this. You guys have to be really nice to me. Do you know that?
It's too late.
You have to be nice to me.
Come on.
It's January. It's my birthday month.
We are merely a reflection of the co-host.
You know, it's her very first show ever being on the show, right?
Yeah, it is.
Wait,
slow down. This is the very first show I've been on the show.
This is true.
Mike Kretschmer's a long-time contributor to the show. I'm excited because we're expanding. And it has been because of you that we're expanding. You guys, you listened to Raised in Wisco, and now we're expanding. We're now Raised in the Woods. And Ellie Lawton, why don't you tell these folks where they can hear the show if they miss it on Saturdays at 11 on their local civic media station?
Well, if you're busy in the woods on Saturday and you miss us at 11, you can check us out civicmedia.us. Just search for Raised in the Woods. You can also check us out on, Spotify, anytime, anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. Spotify, YouTube, Apple, and Facebook. And check out our Facebook page for recipes and see kind of pictures what we're up to.
So what you're saying is when I'm in Mexico at the end of the month, I can listen to you guys on Saturday when I'm laying on the beach drinking.
If you don't, you're in huge trouble.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Are you going to quiz me?
No, I'm going to have you come back and explain the show Spanish.
We already went over that in
Spanish. How is Spanish, by the way?
That doesn't work out too
well. We're going to send him with a mic, and he's going to do his segment from Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah, how is your Spanish?
What Spanish?
Last time we did foreign language with...
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
That's exactly what you said last time.
That's all I know.
Yes, well...
Well, let me tell you, Mike, my French is not doing so well. It's been about a year, so...
Mike struggles to say taco, though.
Burrito.
He says taco.
I just need to know cerveza.
That's a Midwest thing.
Cerveza.
Tacos for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Cerveza. You're
hey,
fine.
Hey, tacos.
Yeah. I still say salmon.
I can't help it.
All right, we're gonna have maybe we need to start having a little culinary class.
I think we need to have a grammar class.
Hey, in fact, the show keeps growing, we might have a convention someday.
If the show does keep growing, we should have a convention.
I have a convention every week. It's when I'm in the woods by myself.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about
I thought that was an intervention.
What happens in your head every day?
Wow.
Oh, wait.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so excited about this coming year, 2026, because Raised in the Woods is really expanding our horizons. We are going to be heading out to different places throughout the Midwest to bring you our experiences. We're going to have interviews with folks on our travels throughout the Midwest and the events that we take part in, hunting, fishing, culinary events.
We're going to be out eating.
Food is my favorite dish, so Chef Lawton, if you're new to the show, Chef Lawton's always been a part of it as our culinary master of the show, and we have our cooking segment is the last quarter of the show, and I absolutely love that part of it, but we're going to be really branching out and even visiting some of our sister stations throughout the Midwest, which I'm excited about. We've been invited into the studios there, and that's going to be a fantastic thing for us to do. If you're not a follower on Facebook, real easy. We're going to be, that is going to be moving from Raised in Wisco into a Raised in the Woods Facebook page.
Yes, still easy to find.
Super easy to find, Raised in the Woods with Joel Clayfish and Ellie Lawton. And we love to hear what you want to hear on the radio, because we really have a diverse cast of folks who get out and around and bring you some very wild adventures, and also what that means to bring those things to the table, which is pretty excited. I'm very excited.
I love all the things we talk about.
Yeah, I do too.
We just talk about everything.
We have a wide array and gamut of things we talk about, and that's going to expand with new experiences for Raised in the Woods. I can't say it enough. Welcome to the new listeners. We really want to hear from you. We love having you along. And we love sharing our experiences in the Midwest with you. And we're going to talk about some of the things we're looking forward to.
Ooh,
in the outdoors, in the woods for this next year that we haven't experienced yet.
I'm too excited. I'm going to blow up.
Well, do you want to give a tease for it?
It has to do with frogs.
With frogs?
Yes.
Well, I couldn't imagine for one minute what it has to do, but we're going to talk about what we're looking forward to, new adventures in 2026, and Chef Lawton's has something to do with frogs. Now, whether that has to do with the dinner table,
who knows?
We don't know that yet.
You guys are scared.
Raised in the Woods. Welcome to Raised in the Woods. My name's Joel Clayfish. I get the pleasure of running this crew. Well, I get the pleasure of trying to think once in a while that I might run this crew, but I know of that is true.
You think once in a while?
I have to, that's a fact.
That's awesome.
Along with my co-host, Chef Ellie Lawton, and... I'm gonna go through this probably for about 2 weeks. I'm gonna explain to folks that this show used to be called Raised in Wisco, a Wisconsin-based show. And what has happened is that our fine folks at our parent company, Civic Media, have expanded into Minnesota,
That's
Michigan,
wonderful.
And other states in the Midwest.
Super exciting.
And we are carrying listeners with us, so we really appreciate you along. And because of that expansion, we are no longer just Raised in Wisco. We are Raised in the Woods, which should give you a clue as to what the heck we talk about here. Everything in the great outdoors of the Midwest.
Sometimes the indoors, too.
And sometimes the indoors, yes.
Which is wonderful.
The inside of a blind. Or a tent.
Sometimes we even give relationship advice.
We certainly do.
We just cover it all on the show.
There is nothing outside of the bounds of Raised in the Woods. I will tell you that, because it's kind of like sitting in the woods watching them wake up in the morning. You never know what's going to pop out.
Right?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Mike Kretschmer is with us. He's a contributor to the show. You're going to be hearing more of him if you listen to the show. He's a butcher by trade, literally a butcher by trade. Spends a lot of time in his life around meat, which I'm be honest with you, I'm a little envious of that.
Yeah, it's a fun job.
It is
That's
a fun
a job.
I weigh about 700 pounds.
That's
I think
protein. Protein.
I've worked
good for you.
With meat.
I have
every
to tell
day.
You though, I spend my entire life and day and work around everything food. It's just the greatest.
It is fun.
It doesn't get
and
any better than that.
We do our show here and we talk more about the outdoors and food, which
and food.
I love both.
Joel, who do you think loves food more, me or you?
Oh, boy. Now, that's a tricky question. Judging by waistlines, I'd say me.
Can't argue that.
I mean,
I'm a close second, though.
Mike is a close second.
I guess you got me there. I don't know.
If we had to compare belt sizes, I win. That's not really a category you want to win at.
No, not really.
I didn't know it was going to take that turn.
Oh, I'm just so happy I'm so handsome and young looking that the belt size doesn't
matter. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Hey, maybe Jacob could turn his mic off for a minute.
Oh, man. I'm
excited to talk about this new stuff for 2026.
Yes, I am too. I'm very excited about what's around the corner for Raised in the Woods and for you folks out there listening, because we are very adamant on this show about what we do in the outdoors for you to try it.
Yes.
Step outside of the box. I have to say, one of the things I'm most proud of about Raised in the Wisco, which is now Raised in the Woods, is that we have listeners and guests who have literally heard our show and tried something brand new in the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And activities, food. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, everything from hunting to fishing to kayaking. Yes.
Trying new foods.
Trying new foods.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is another
trying new
huge
recipes.
Thing. Foraging, for example.
Yeah.
Something that I don't know a whole lot about, but learned because of our show mm-hmm. how many things are edible anywhere you live in the Midwest.
Oh, my gosh. The
like
Midwest is Mike's favorite dandelions.
I love
it. You guys, the Midwest is packed with things to forage. And all year round, really. I mean, yeah, in the dead of winter, we're not going to get a whole bunch of stuff in our foraging baskets, but there's things out there. It's so fantastic.
One of the most favorite things growing up, and we are the dead of the winter right now, there's no doubt, but that's when ice fishing starts heating
yes.
up.
Which I live for.
There's
wonderful.
The irony.
Gosh.
The colder it gets, the better the ice fishing.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I might try new this year that
what?
I've never done?
Let's hear it.
Ooh, are we doing these now?
It's kind of controversy sometimes around it. Is rabbit hunting.
Oh my God, I love
rabbit
hunting.
Awesome.
People are like, how can you shoot them? I'm
oh.
Like, my grandpa used to eat them and make them old German kraut. You know, he was he made the best rabbit.
Okay, Chef Lawton's
yep.
coming out of her skin over there.
Oh boy.
There.
You guys, rabbit hunting is one of my favorites.
Really? I've never done
yeah.
it.
Oh my gosh. So here, yes, a lot of people say they're so cute. How can you harvest them? If you don't, the population gets out of control.
Yeah,
and
true.
This time of year is perfect to hunt them because what a lot of people don't realize is they carry a lot of like bugs and lice and stuff.
Mites.
And mites on them. So when it gets cold to this time of year, this is the perfect time to hunt them because those mites have died off or they're cut way back. And the meat is so fantastic. You talk about a fantastic meal to put on your table, and it's something you can do. Like it's so, as a child, I remember going rabbit hunting and it's so much fun and I still do it now and I can't get enough of it. Rabbit pot pie. Get out of here with that.
Yeah,
that
it sounds delicious. And I want to remind people, and a subject we talk about on this show, and I want to give a little tease to next week. We're going to have former Wisconsin DNR warden Todd Schaller on the show next week, which will be a must listen because it's like looking behind, it's like a secret sneak peek behind the badge. We
yeah.
ask him all the questions to ask those folks who are monitoring the waters and woods of the Midwest, and he gives it to us straight, and I absolutely love it. Excited about having Todd Schaller next week, so you got to make sure to listen next week as well. But one of the things that I absolutely love about what you guys are talking about is that we talk about conservation on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Conservation mm-hmm. of species, whether it's plants or animals, is incredibly important.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that there are folks who'd much rather go and buy their meat at the grocery store and or the butcher shop.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's fine.
Yeah,
there's
certainly.
No problem with that at all. Our farmers and suppliers and the agriculture industries in the Midwest are incredible. Mm-hmm. No doubt
Absolutely.
About it. But when you are out harvesting from the wild, the natural resources departments of the states we're talking to here in the Midwest are really on it. They know the amount of harvestable numbers, and those harvests actually make healthier populations.
Yes.
people don't always realize that when rabbits, for example, gosh, yes, they're cute. They're adorable. They're fuzzy.
Yeah,
I grew up with a rabbit named Roger.
Yep.
A little Holland lop-eared rabbit. I love rabbits. But I'm telling you, if those populations are not kept in check, those rabbits are going to end up with diseases. They're going to end up overpopulated, starvation. These are things that are real topics to talk about with folks on both sides of those issues. And I think they matter, and I'm glad they're topics we talk about.
It's not only that. It's like, you know, our dollars that we spend in the outdoors are going to support more than just the habitat. I mean, it's supporting all our DNR. Like
the hiking trails, the hiking boat launches.
Exactly. The campgrounds. I mean,
yeah,
you go to some of these rogue state parks up in northern Wisconsin, I'm sure Michigan and Minnesota as well. It's like $9 a night to camp.
Yeah.
The resources throughout the Midwest. I mean, you know, Michigan across the Great Lakes and Upper Michigan. Some of the views and the spectacular camping facilities that you can get for pennies on the dollar of anywhere else in the United States are really incredible. And it is the hunters, the anglers, the folks using those resources that are paying for all of them, which is not always considered. I mean, there are states, you know, in the Midwest that are paving bike paths because of the money that comes in from hunting licenses.
Absolutely.
Right. And it's agriculture, it's economics, it's recreation, it's tourism, and really, there is no better place in the country to get out and use the outdoors than the Midwest.
And four seasons.
Yeah.
And four seasons.
Four
you got all of
seasons.
The beautiful seasons. You got hotter than blazes in the summer and colder than hell in the winter.
Yeah, that's right.
Which that always cracked me up too, the saying colder than hell.
Huh.
It doesn't make much sense.
No.
You know what doesn't make sense to me, Joel? If I could just
let's hear it. Jacob, I would love to hear it.
I've been stewing on this since it came up. The people who want to save the rabbit only because it's cute. All right, look, as someone who looks like the humble blobfish myself, animals should be, you know, it should be the same whether they're adorable or not. Okay, I get it. I don't look like Thumper. But I've got, you know, you should hunt me because there's too many Jacobs. That's fine. I get it. Don't do it because I'm not cute.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that all about?
That's funny.
Oh, wow.
I always wanted to hunt a Jacob, but I could never get up Jacob's ladder.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a dad joke.
We definitely do those here on Raised in the Woods.
We need to click up the dad jokes a notch.
I think we really do.
Let's be real. Want to show us plenty.
Joel Clayfish, I think you've been slacking on the dad jokes.
I'm going to bring them back.
That's the first one on Raised in the Woods, I think.
That is the first Raised in the Woods.
You just made history.
Jacob's ladder.
It just made history.
Jacob, honestly, though, you made a really good point. I hunt with new hunters very often who will say, yes, I will hunt a turkey because they're ugly, but I don't want to shoot a duck because they're pretty.
Yeah.
And in all reality, all of these animals have extreme beauty. Now, look, you know, clearly a nutria is not as cute as, you know, a dauphin. There's no doubt about that. But when we're talking about making sure that the conservation numbers are in check, the cuteness of an animal, in my opinion, should not matter.
Yeah, I mean, if you're watching on Facebook, you can look right over Ellie's head, that cute little iguana back there.
Right up here.
Oh, and iguanas are absolutely, an overpopulation of iguanas is destroying the coastal lands in Florida, destroying it. And I'll tell you what else, it's absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. Iguana tastes like crab meat. And for those of you who might be allergic to shellfish, you can eat iguana and substitute it in your dishes for crab meat, and it's outstanding. And that's the kind of wacky stuff we talk about on Raised in the Woods. Chef Lawton, what are you looking to forward to for 2026?
I cannot wait to go on our gigging trip.
Oh! That's what you're talking about with frogs.
I am so excited, you guys. I've never gone gigging. We met a gentleman who runs a gigging outfitter? I don't know.
He's the best frog fitter around.
He's the best. So we are going to go gigging and we're going to report back. He's actually going to be a guest on the show once we get into gigging season, which I have no idea when it starts. I'm assuming when it gets warm out. I don't know.
I'm excited about that. And I'll
tell
you why.
I want to catch frogs and I want to make frog legs and have a great recipe to share with you folks and post some pictures. It's going to be so much. I've never done it. I'm so excited.
That's interesting. Oh my gosh.
Can somebody tell me what a gigging is? Just, yeah, I'm ignorant, but there might be somebody in the entire Midwest who wants to know.
So I always call it frogging.
Yep.
Because that makes sense. It's catching frogs.
Yeah, okay. Catching frogs.
Catching bullfrogs.
Now, traditionally, frog gigging is done with a barbed fork, and you kind of throw it at the frog. It's hunting. I mean, it's the very, very most prurient form of hunting, really.
Yes.
Throwing an object at an animal that you're trying to put on the dinner table. But this gentleman is so stealthy in his manner, he sneaks up on them and catches them with his hands.
With his hands.
Oh, boy.
He does them the other way, too. Awesome. But we're going to do it with our hands.
Well, we're going to try to do it with our hands. Then we're eating frog legs, which, if cooked the right way, are one of the most delicious things you will ever eat. And up next, I can't wait, the first ever cooking segment of Raised in the Woods. Folks, be sure to keep listening.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Give it away now. We're giving it away on Raised in the Woods. This is formerly Raised in Wisco. We are now Raised in the Woods. My name is Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside co-host Ellie Lawton and contributor Mike Kretschmer. We are the brand new show Raised in the Woods.
Woohoo.
So if you're a Raised in Wisco fan, we're bringing you right along. You better not switch because we've got it all coming to you, except now bigger, bolder, brighter, and better. We're Raised in the Woods, and we've got new stations we're on in Michigan, Minnesota. You can hear us even in Illinois and Iowa now. And we are a show about everything great, about the great outdoors of the Midwest and how to enjoy them as fully as you can. And a very important part of the show that has always been a part of this show is the culinary segment, the cooking segment, the food segment. Chef Ellie Lawton, acclaimed Chef Lawton, has been with the show virtually since its inception, and she brings us a recipe of the week from the waters, from the woods, from the forge, from the outdoors, from the sky.
Or the kitchen pantry.
From under the ground.
From some of our beautiful farmers.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know why. I might as well be shopping right now. because you know,
shopping
like...
Shopping for what?
Well, the worst thing in the world is to go into a grocery store hungry.
Yes, don't do that.
Clearly,
people.
Folks, if you're watching us on Facebook, you can tell I am not malnourished in any way. But I am famished.
Funny.
I am very hungry right now. So, Chef Lawton, what have we got for the recipe of the week?
I just want to say about the shopping while you're hungry, if anyone needs to see the results of that, come take a look in my kitchen. Maybe I'll post a picture of my cupboards, because I have some of the wackiest stuff in my cupboards because I go shopping when I'm hungry all the time.
Oh, that's a bad
and
thing
Joel
to do.
Knows this. I go to the grocery store a lot, or different supermarkets or farmers markets. I'm always buying stuff.
Yeah. Well, to me, a grocery store is literally like my adult toy, like a toy store for
kids.
The
best.
I love when I go to a grocery store. I get excited, see what new products they have, what I can add to a dish I'm cooking. But I do love the fact very much that I really don't go buy meat very often. Mike Kretschmer, you got something to say?
Yeah,
we only buy meat from you, Mike.
Let's just make a new store.
What is it going to be?
Come by Shields. And a Costco.
Oh,
you want an outdoor
indoor.
Outdoor, indoor.
We could call it inside, outside.
Inside Out.
I like it.
Inside Out.
We'll call
you
it
can
into
buy
the
tree stand, and you could buy the provider spice, or you could buy...
Well, you can do that at Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops.
Even the Fleet Farms in
and
the
if,
area.
If you're not a good hunter like Joel sometimes, you know, you can just buy the meat right away.
Are you saying not a good hunter like Joel's a good hunter or not a good hunter like Joel's not a good hunter?
Like Joel's not a good hunter.
Oh, boy. And, folks, a former contributor to the show, Mike Kretschmer, has
Well, it was nice
us.
Knowing you guys.
Well, I'll see you later, Mike.
Hey, Mike, thanks for coming. Wow. See you next year at tryouts. Oh, man, get to the recipe.
Okay, let's talk about food.
Save me.
We have two recipes.
Ooh.
Mike is sharing one, and I'm sharing one.
Well, you better get on it.
Yeah,
well,
okay, so, you guys, have you ever made penicillin soup?
No.
Penicillin soup. I have not.
So penicillin soup.
Sounds not appetizing.
No, it doesn't have any antibiotics in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're
Italian. I can't believe you haven't heard of it because in Italy, they make penicillin soup with little noodles. So I'm sharing my version of penicillin soup. And why I call it that is because we're kind of in cold flu season. And I swear you eat a big pot of this and you're knocking out whatever you got. So you can make it with any kind of chicken thighs, a pheasant, rabbit. You're going to sear that in a pot. I'm going to go super fast here. Mike, I don't know if we're going to get to
no,
your recipe.
No, we won't. We'll do it another
one. We'll do it next time. So you're going to sear that in a Dutch oven, big pot, whatever you have. This is a one-pot dish. It's fantastic. Lots of garlic, lots of onion, turmeric, shredded red cabbage, mushrooms. You're going to use your favorite broth, chicken or beef or veggie. Whatever. I use all different broths, whichever one I have. And you're going to simmer that all day long. You're going to add carrots to it and celery and all the beautiful things that we normally put in like a chicken noodle soup. But this is like chicken noodle soup on steroids.
Perfect.
There's no steroids in it, Joel.
Chicken noodle soup on antibiotics.
There's no antibiotics in it. Okay, this is not medical advice. But this soup, I'm telling you guys, I'm going to post my recipe because it's a little bit long. I put a lot in it, but it is so fantastic. And none of the ingredients are wacky or anything. It's just really good, healthy ingredients that will cure your cold. I mean, maybe. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know.
Again,
not
Jacob
medical
will run
advice.
A disclaimer.
This is not
this
medical,
is not medical advice.
Advice.
Don't listen to Ellie for medical advice. We do not recommend doing what Ellie
does.
Yeah, so penicillin soup, man, it is the best time of year. And the great thing is I'll make a pot of it every week, and I'll use different veggies and things like that, but always a lot of garlic, always a lot of onion, things like that. Turmeric.
Well, the healing property of turmeric is huge.
Turmeric is fantastic.
Huge.
A lot of fresh ground black pepper. And just leave it in the refrigerator, and you can eat it throughout the week. If you got kids and they're kind of feeling icky, give them a bowl of this. Oh, man, it is fantastic.
I think we just need to come up with a different name than penicillin.
Why?
So, I don't know.
I mean, why?
Like it contracts
why change perfection?
No, you will not contract something from eating this soup unless you're sharing it with someone else who's previously eaten it.
And then you might need penicillin.
You guys, don't be mean to my penicillin soup. It is fantastic.
Well, you're going to have to make it so we can try it because it sounds
I make it
awfully
all the time.
Tasty.
It's so good.
Hey, if you came along with us on this ride today, thank you very much for being part of the inaugural edition of Raised in the Woods. My name is Joel Clayfish, along with co-host Chef Ellie Lawton. Contributor Mike Kretschmer. We love bringing you the great things about the Midwest, how to experience it outside, bring it inside to make your life better. We'll see you next week on Raised in the Woods.
He's purple.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.